Being sick is bad enough, but being sick and in a foreign country and not knowing how to talk about it is even so much worse. So, this episode is about words and phrases I hope you'll never need. Words and phrases about being sick, the symptoms you might have, and about medication. Hallo und willkommen. Hello and welcome to the Uplevel Your German podcast. Ich bin Charlotte, I'm Charlotte, founder of the language school Charlingua and host of this show. I help German learners around the world improve their German skills by building their confidence and fluency. It is my mission to make your language learning journey as easy as possible. Of course, I've created a cheat sheet for you with all the words and phrases we're going to talk about today. You can download it if you go to charlingua.com/024 or follow the link in the description. Okay, let's dive in. Wir legen los. First, we'll talk about typical illnesses and their symptoms. Then we'll talk about the names of different types of medication and how to take them. Of course, I'm not a doctor or a nurse. Ich bin weder ein Arzt noch eine Krankenschwester. So this episode is not about medical advice or about being medically correct. We only focus on learning German words and phrases here. So, let's pretend you don't feel well. Oh no, let's rather pretend a friend doesn't feel well. After all, I don't want you to really feel unwell after imagining a dozen different symptoms. Also, du bist am Telefon. Don't worry, du kannst dich nicht anstecken. You can't get infected. Du kannst dich nicht anstecken. Also, du bist am Telefon und Tom, ein Freund von dir, sagt: Mir geht es nicht gut. I'm unwell. Mir geht es nicht gut. So, what might Tom have? Some typical illnesses, typische Krankheiten sind. First of all, die Erkältung, a cold, eine Erkältung. Was sind die Symptome? Der Husten, a cough. Vielleicht hat Tom Husten. Oder Schnupfen. Was ist ein Schnupfen? Well, there is no direct translation for der Schnupfen. It means that your nose is running. If you have Husten, you need to cough. Du musst husten. And if you have Schnupfen, you need to blow your nose. Du musst dir die Nase putzen. So, literally in German, we clean our nose. Die Nase putzen. Vielleicht hat Tom auch Kopfschmerzen, a headache. Kopf is the head and ache, der Schmerz. So, the German word Schmerzen is in the plural form, die Schmerzen. Therefore, it's not er hat einen Kopfschmerz, no, no, no. It's er hat Kopfschmerzen. Oder vielleicht hat Tom Halsschmerzen, a sore throat. Die Halsschmerzen. Ein anderes Symptom ist das Fieber. Fieber. You can say, Tom hat Fieber. So it's not ein Fieber, but simply Fieber. Tom hat Fieber. And if you want to know the temperature, you can measure it. Or he can measure it. Fieber messen mit einem Fieberthermometer. Das Fieberthermometer. Then you'll see. Tom has either got leichtes Fieber oder hohes Fieber. Er hat leichtes Fieber, a mild fever, oder er hat hohes Fieber, high fever. Maybe Tom has even got a flu, die Grippe. Tom hat eine Grippe. Oder vielleicht hat er ein Magen-Darm-Virus, a tummy bug. Puh, Okay, I hope you're not eating right now. Well, first of all, Virus can either be der or das. Der Virus, das Virus. Why is that? Well, we took this word from Latin, and in Latin, you also find grammatical gender, just like in German. You also have masculine, feminine, and neuter. The majority of words ending on us are masculine, but some can also be neuter or feminine, and virus happens to be neuter. So it used to be das Virus in German, but most people never learned Latin, and then us of virus sounded so typically masculine to them that they said der Virus. And, well, that became so common that today you can use both. I use das Virus, but you can do as you please. So that means there is at least one good thing about a virus in German. Der Plural von Virus ist die Viren. Die Viren. Okay, jetzt die Symptome für ein Magen-Darm-Virus. Feeling sick. Die Übelkeit. Tom could say, mir ist schlecht. Mir ist schlecht. And if it gets worse, we get to vomiting. Das Erbrechen. And what the poor person is doing is called sich übergeben. Er übergibt sich. Oder er muss sich übergeben. Or you can simply say spucken, like to spit. Er muss spucken. Another symptom, ein anderes Symptom ist der Durchfall, Diarrhea, der Durchfall. Tom hat Durchfall. Okay, enough of symptoms, let's go straight to the pharmacy. And I really mean to the pharmacy. If you need to buy any kind of medication, you won't get it anywhere else. So, for example, you can't buy it in a supermarket or in a drugstore. They might have some vitamins or tea or something mild for your cough, but you won't get, let's say, ibuprofen or paracetamol. So, what can you get in the pharmacy? Let's start with die Tabletten, the tablets or the pills. By the way, we also use the word pillen, pills, in German, but not so frequently. And that is probably because die Pille is the birth control pill, die anti-baby Pille. This term might not sound so friendly, but well, it makes the purpose quite obvious. Also, eine Tablette oder eine Packung Tabletten. Vielleicht möchtest du lieber Kapseln, Capsules, und bei Husten der Hustensaft. Saft? Like juice. And yes, I did get it wrong. If you've listened to my podcast before or received my newsletters, you may know that we used to live in Italy and the UK, and that two of my kids were born in these countries. And so, when we lived in England, my son once had a bad cough, einen schlimmen Husten. And so I went to the pharmacy and asked for cough juice. You can imagine the poor lady who had never heard of a juice for coughing and me being astonished that there should be no, well, Hustensaft in this country. But if you come to Germany and ask for Hustensirup, that's totally fine. You can say der Hustensaft oder der Hustensirup. But don't be surprised if Germans tell you about Hustensaft. If you give ibuprofen to younger children, that might also be a syrup, and we call it der Fiebersaft, der Fiebersaft. Maybe you need drops, for example, eye drops. That's basically the same in German, die Augentropfen. But the pharmacist, der Apotheker oder die Apothekerin might also ask, haben Sie ein Rezept? Now, was that a recipe? No. The word das Rezept can be two things in English, either a recipe for cooking or a prescription. You need a Rezept if the medication is verschreibungspflichtig, prescription only. Das Medikament ist verschreibungspflichtig. And if you don't need a prescription, well, then it's nicht verschreibungspflichtig. Okay, now you've got your medication. The pharmacist will tell you how and how frequently to take it. Zum Beispiel die Tabletten. Usually you say, ich nehme eine Tablette. I take a tablet. If it's more formal, like in the pharmacy, or if the doctor is talking to you, you will hear the word einnehmen. Ich nehme eine Tablette ein. Vielleicht sagt der Apotheker, nehmen Sie die Tabletten mit Wasser ein. Oder vor den Mahlzeiten, before meals. Oder nach den Mahlzeiten, after meals. Nach den Mahlzeiten. Auf nüchternen Magen, on an empty stomach. Nüchtern can also refer to alcohol, like sober. So, after a party, if someone is not nüchtern anymore, then he has had a little more alcohol than he should. On the other hand, if your doctor tells you to come and see him nüchtern, kommen Sie nüchtern, then your stomach must be empty. Und wie oft sollst du die Tabletten nehmen? Vielleicht einmal, once, zweimal, twice oder dreimal pro Tag, three times per day oder jede Stunde, every hour, alle zwei Stunden, every two hours oder alle drei Stunden, every three hours. Pooh, that's confusing. So, once you're back home, you will want to read up on everything about these tablets. So, then you take out this paper that's inside the box. Das ist die Packungsbeilage. Die Packungsbeilage. There you can also find out about the side effects, die Nebenwirkungen. Die Nebenwirkungen. If you hear any advertisements for medication, there will always be a disclaimer saying, für Risiken und Nebenwirkungen lesen Sie die Packungsbeilage und fragen Sie Ihren Arzt oder Apotheker. Of course, they're saying it very quickly. Für Risiken und Nebenwirkungen lesen Sie die Packungsbeilage und fragen Sie Ihren Arzt oder Apotheker. So, if you need a pronunciation challenge, you can practice that phrase. Für Risiken und Nebenwirkungen lesen Sie die Packungsbeilage und fragen Sie Ihren Arzt oder Apotheker. Uff. Fortunately, there are no risks or side effects for this podcast, only the opportunity to improve your German. If you don't want to miss out on any future episode, just hit subscribe. And of course, I would be forever grateful for a 5-star review. All words and phrases that we talked about today are on a cheat sheet that you can download for free if you go to sharlingua.com/024 or follow the link in the description. So, thank you for listening today. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis nächste Woche in einer neuen Episode von Uplevel Your German.